The Rambam says, that same Rambam, where he prohibits Yichud, at the very end of Hilchos Issur Rebiya, says, yeah, but how do you avoid the Yichud in the first place? Only by involving yourself in Torah. There's no other way. Perhaps Shar Chochmah, so look at the Rambam, it's a little bit unclear. You have a Rambam? Sefer Kedusha? Let's read you the Lashon of the Rambam. Every word counts. Thank you. The last Rambam of Hilchos Issur Rebiya. Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chav Aleph. Read around, take the whole thing. You know, this rachim in a schok, too much levity, frivolity can lead to sin. Umin ha-shichrus, from intoxication. Rabosai, I'm paskening intoxication, it's prohibited. Again, Gili Arayas and Shvichas Damim. Don't drink and drive. Chalila can get killed. And don't drink, period, because you can sink. Sink spiritually. It can lead you to Arayas. It's a Befurash Rambam. I know of cases, literally, I got called up about these Shilas. People took a drink and ended up in Gili Arayas Mamash. Eshesish, the most common in the world. Umidivrei Agovim. Agovim means... activities, words, which are erotic, best translation. Shelu Gorman Gedolim and Malo Shel Arayas, Abizraya Gili Arayas. Finally, he says, Yifana Atma Machshav Tzol Adivrei Torah. Spend your time, open your mind to Torah. Yes, maybe some people are going to not be in yeshiva their whole lives. Maybe people are going to even go back to study in some secular place. I'm willing to concede that. A person whose mind is so completely filled not only with Torah, but with mathematics, with physics, with organic chemistry, that's also good. Keeps you busy. She'ein machsheves arayas miskaberes ela b'leiv panui min ha'chochma. Your mind is empty. There's no chochma there. There's no Torah there. So Arayas creeps in, this is another famous Chazal, as the Mefarshim explain it. Vaborek ein bo mayim. Mayim ein bo, nechoshim v'akrabim yesh bo, gedemor on Shabbos. So Mefarshim must explain, ein mayim on the Torah, chokhma. If there's no nature, it pours a vacuum. If your mind is not filled with Torah and chokhma, rachmon al etzlan, the snakes and scorpions of the Eitzara creep in. This is my message to you, my dear Talmidim. It's a message which I've been asked to impart. I consider it a privilege to be able to give this shiur, this shmooz. Because if one person in this room, one, will close his eyes once when they should be closed, will stay away from some of the prohibited activities, and will be careful with the internet, it'll be my greatest schar. My hope is that the entire Olam, a huge Olam here in the yeshiva, everybody will make a Kabbalah, even a small Kabbalah, to improve, to become better in this area of life. It's my bracha that if we will, in fact, be careful in these sensitive areas, Hashem Baruch Hu will bless us, will give us tremendous bracha, both in our learning, in all of our pursuits in life. Mitzvah Hashem, one day, all the Talmidim HaYakarim will be privileged to find a true Eish Yischayil, to reach a level of Kedusha, as the name Kedushin implies. We'll be able to build wonderful homes in Klal Yisrael, and ultimately, bring us the Gula Shleima B'mehera B'Yomeinu Amen. I'll take questions from the floor. I don't want to say it, although I'll start from the back. In my view, there should be really three things. Three. You need shmira, gavish shmira, gavish shmira. One, should be a filter as much as possible. Two, should be some kind of arevah, where someone's looking at you, big brother watching you. And three, you still shouldn't be in the room when no one's going to come in, because, you know, you're going to get around the filter and they'll do still something, who knows what. That's my opinion. Let's not go around the room. Yes, you. Yes, sir. Please speak loud so everybody can hear you.
Is there a problem with when you're walking in the street and you're looking down and other people think that you think that you're better than other people?
There's no problem. You should always look down.
I heard from someone that, like, if it's all possible, you shouldn't, stare at something, in the distance, not the focus, but, like this, and other people think that you're that person who walks down and thinks, isn't that still up now?
The word Chil Hashem, I tell you, is all over the place. I can argue the other way around. It's a Chil Hashem if you look at the girl. That's a Chil Hashem. You're Shiva Bacha. You're looking at me. These girls, they dress provocatively. They expect every bum to look at them how they're not dressed and they have these low cuts and these tight clothes and whatever, some funny things they have. I don't know what you can tell you what they have. And they expect every pushtak to look at them. Okay, when a yarmulke looks at them, that's a Chil Hashem. Yes. I'll take all three as long as they're own questions.
Yeah, my first question is, Rebbe said that all the machlokes between the Sama Rabbi and the Moshe. So, isn't the machlokes only a din in the shul? Because if you're in a restaurant, you can say a bracha, you don't need a machlokes.
The answer is yes. It's a din in the shul.
So then, if that's shin, then therefore it doesn't matter. That's not what we're worried about.
What about distraction, if you ask me? Men are distracted by women. That is biology 101.
Then you should use a machitza everywhere you go.
Alright, so the Chazal are realists. They're not going to make a machitza everywhere. And they don't demand that we wear burqas. This is not Afghanistan. So, that imposes a certain responsibility on the man to have a little bit Shmira Sinai. Second question. I'm not an expert. This was came out. What does that mean?
It's a filter. It's a filter, but it has a raven also. It has the option.
It has both? Gvaldic. Either one would work, but I always have a belt and suspenders. Number three. That's right, it's even worse. Right?
Exactly,
that's why you can't rely on Yichud alone. You have to have the other things too. I agree. Next question, yes? How do you work in today's working world when the women aren't dressed? It's a very good question. With difficulty. And with Shmira Sinai. And I say again, if these women who don't dress see that you don't look at them, that's a Kiddush Hashem.
Ouch.
Says the Moshe, the same tshuva. Ebenezer, Chelik, Alam, Simon, and Vav, the last paragraph. Uvidvar, Shereisa, Shesh, Mekilin, Afri, Yiri, Hashem. Even those who fear God, Liten, Yad, Leisha, Kishahim, Moshita. When Moshita, when she sticks out a hand, so you shake it. Ulai Sorin, the Ein Ze Derech Chiba B'Tava. Maybe they say it's a Negiya, which is not Derech Chiba B'Tava, which is Mutter. As when Moshe the children, you're allowed to ride the subways in rush hour. You're getting pushed and touching women because it's not in an affectionate manner, not in a lustful manner. Enter Moshe. Avalamaisa Kosha Lismoch Alze. Practically speaking, it's difficult to rely. Didn't say it's impossible. Difficult. Depends who you are. Depends on the circumstances. In my view, although it's kosher l'smach al zeh, but in the pinch, efshar l'smach al zeh. Difficult. But especially if the context indicates it's purely a business-like kind of a gesture, because you're in a working place, and it's very, very clear there's no chiba v'tava whatsoever, in the pinch, you can rely upon it. But not the kind, I've seen handshakes are very long handshakes. My Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, had a case like that. I'm an aid reader to that. Some woman stuck a hand out, and the Rav gave her what we always used to call the dead fish. Or woman, she said. I have Eidus, Nemana, the Rav Moshe did the same thing. We'll give Rav Moshe the hand, the Rav Moshe stuck us. He says, L'mayis the koshnus b'chazem, that's for the rest of the world. And Rav Moshe was in Tzadik Ador, not in the God of Ador. So he knew for himself. So if you're in a workplace, you have to become like the Rav Moshe. You have to become a Tzadik for that moment, and just give they told me if you give a wimp, you get fired. You can't give them dead fish anymore. They'll fire you for being a whip. So I said, so give a bone crusher. Then you get fired for that too. So you give it what we call a brisk handshake. Brisk. It's over very quickly. That you won't get fired for. That's Shalom with the Rechiba. We're going around the room. Any other questions on this side? You already had it before? I didn't see. Okay, go, yeah.
So, how do you find their chiba? Is it, let's say, an ant wants to give you
The ant again. Rambam writes, the same Rambam talks about ants. When the Rambam speaks of an ant, before I go further, he's referring to a blood relative. There could be an ant who's not a blood relative. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in Perek Chaf Aleph, HaMechavek Achas Min HaArayas Shein Libo Shel Adam Nokfo Alein. It's Chafav Aloch Avav. One of the relatives that nowadays, as I mentioned earlier, since that Anshek Nes Agdola, at the beginning of Bayashen, knocked off the Eitzorah for these close relatives, Oshen Noshek Lachas Min, we can give examples. Achoso Agadola is big sister. Vachosimo is mother's sister, his aunt. Vachayotze ben. Avo Misha ain Shem Taiva. There's no lust. Veloha no klal. He has no pleasure whatsoever. Nonetheless, it's Maguna Beyoser. Udor Osur. Umaisen Tipshim. Why do they use three different expressions? So the Bach explains. It's only Osur in a case in which he has an offer from it. Since you guys presumably will not. There won't be an Isser, it's just Meguna and Tipshin. So it's not really an Isser. It should be avoided. So you should try to avoid it. But as I mentioned in a previous forum, the ant comes at you, what are you going to do? Three choices. Right? The first choice, Rebbe Osai, is a karate chop. Stop right in our tracks. I don't recommend that. The second choice, a little more sophisticated, is to duck. She goes sprawling. She's coming out in the movies. I'm not sure if that's going to work too well either. And the third, what you do, you're passive. Show your aunt gives you a kiss or a hug. No. You know, Rav Moshe himself was matter if there was no alternative in these kinds of cases. So try to avoid it if at all possible. Any question? No. Yes, sir. You know, what if a girl's offended if you don't go into the bedroom with her? She'll be offended. You don't think I'm beautiful? I'm offended. Let her be offended. She's like 90. So, that's when Sorry Manor just got started. If there's no alternative, you have to use your common sense, and there are certain leniencies in this kinds of cases. But I don't want to give any blanket leniencies. Yes, sir.
Let's say the ant knows that it's going to bother you, and then they're just doing it just to like almost like get under your skin.
Ah, so then just be a no-show.
Maybe you try to back away.
Yeah, they're doing the lachas about it. Yes.
Not a blood relative.
Not blood relative, then it's a prohibition. Yes.
Or a sister.
Sister is the Ramakot sister. sister, in my view, it can be a little bit more makel than an aunt, because in some families, that's how it goes up. The kids, you know, embrace each other, brothers and sisters. So, you know, that's how the family works. The Rambam is saying, it's not right, it's maguna, it's tipshim. But I wouldn't. You have to pick your battles. I wouldn't pick that one. Yes? NCSY. You know, NCSY, you know what the Rosh Tavis used to be when it first got started? Negiah can save Yiddishkeit, correct. But that was then. Look at the new Rosh Tavis here, we've come a long way since then, Baruch Hashem, as the world has. NCSY, it depends. You have to be careful with NCSY. If there are co-ed activities and you're 16 years old, well, let's go beyond. You're 18, you're 19. The age of the Talmidim here in the yeshiva. And you're not interested in getting married yet at all. It's not on your radar screen. You have to be careful. I mean, there are pluses. There's a lot of wonderful activity, Kiruv Rechokim, etc., etc., etc. You should make sure. It should be Kiruv Rechokim, but not Kiruv Basar, as the Rambam puts it. And you have to be careful, even in the general social interaction between boys and girls, because one thing can lead to another. You have to know yourself, you have to know the situation. I'm not here to discredit the whole NCSY, right? That would be presumptuous of me. There's been a lot of wonderful things. But again, if you feel that it's going to be arousing to you and that it's going to cause you some of the averes we spoke about earlier, however we define them, you should stay away. If you feel that, you know, the Torah Shabbat is going to protect you, then there's the mitzvah, presumably, Shomer mitzvah in the Davar. Yes, sir? Yeah? Mother is a mitzvah gadola. Always should kiss your mother. Always. Mitzvah gadola. Always kiss your grandma. Mitzvah gadola. Mitzvah gadola. So, four quick answers. Any other questions at the start of the room? Yes? Is he in the street?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. He's more Mahmoud than the Satmar Rebbe.
It's true. People are not Mahmoud in the street today.
I'm not ready to pronounce that one. Yes?
You said in Gnome
Ruffles, right.
And he said, oh, it's okay because I'm
in the same
church of Joseph.
No.
Die.
Some say he closed his eyes. They watched him, he didn't watch them.
Right.
Okay, any question in the back? Yes. Old lady? What about an old lady? Cross the street? It's a mitzvah to cross an old lady across the street. It's a negiyah shalom v'derechibah, a mitzvah gadol. The fifth mitzvah gadol in a row. Oh, yichud you're worried about. Very good question. There was an isa yichud even with an old lady, but we are more lenient. So yichud has its technical violations, and there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. The letter of the law is the letter, and there are certain leniencies which we can rely upon. The spirit of the law is much more strict. So if you're 20 and she's 20, we're as strict as we could possibly be. I don't like accept any coolers whatsoever. But if you're 20 and she's 90, then we can accept certain coolers, such as the door's not locked, things of this nature. So, you know, it's a big machlekas, a door, an unlocked door. I would never rely upon it. They're both 20, but if she's 90, we can rely upon an unlocked door. Yes, sir? Cleaning lady? Is she 20 or 90? That's the answer. Yes, sir?
Can
you have anything
idea what
exactly
sneers
both
dressed in by
hugga,
by boys
in Shiva? Boys, Shiva Bachrim. I'm looking around the room, everyone's dressed in sneers, Baruch Hashem. It says they're dressing like B'nai Torah. It's beautiful. I'm sure the yeshiva has its own rules. You know, I don't know, you'll have to wear button-down shirts. I don't know what the rules are. Whatever the rules are, I have to follow them. There is a serious matter of sneers for men. which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and Feresh did the Shulchan Aruch in the very beginning, Baruch Hayim, very beginning. And it's important, very, very important, because Sneas is critical. Simon Beis, Levishas Begodim, Al Yomar Sim Beis, Hinni Bechadri Chadorah Miro Eini, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malon Chol Oretz Kvodo. You should not walk around undressed unless you're in a Beis HaMerchutz. That is the whole Arichus about Beis HaKisei today, at least in the American situation, where every Beis HaKisei is a Beis HaMerchutz too, we call it a bathroom, it's no problem, because if you can be undressed to take on to the shower, you can be undressed when you take care of your personal needs. But beyond that, there's a chumras even in that respect. When you get dressed in your room, you shouldn't be getting dressed without covering yourself. So I'm a big maker on this child. A very big maker. I think if it's enough for a boy to cover the Mokoma Erebo when he's getting dressed. Some place they cover everything, like the Mishnah, they should cover all under the blankets and under the towels. I'm not against chumras, I told you, but I'm not... For the Talmidim, I can be maker on that child. But the Mokoma Erebo should never be uncovered except the person's in the base of Merchitz. It's a very important halach of tzniut. It gives you a sense of what it's all about. Shivisi Hashem and Nagdi Sabin. It's critical. Yes. Yeah.
If there's two men with one woman,
I repeat again. If there's 2 20-year-old men and 1 20-year-old woman, it's absolutely usur. Whether it's technically usur or not, it's absolutely usur. If she's 90, then we can be maker. That's worse. They went in the back. Much worse. Yes, sir. Every base of Medrash has its own rules and regulations. Normally, we're not supposed to eat or drink in the base of Medrash. I'm very much opposed to the practice that people have. They eat or even drink in Beis Medrash. I'm opposed to it. I think you should go outside to eat and drink. We're not to drink masmidim, but they had in the Gemara, they would never leave. We always leave. If every shtus we're leaving. So you should leave, you know, you should... I'm opposed to the eating and drinking in the Beis Medrash. That's my personal position. I know that those disagree with me. But I'll give you my position. You should not, just don't do it. That's all. Yes, all in the back. Yeah. Yeah. How should you find a wife without a shatchan? Maybe you should find a wife with a shatchan. If you want to follow, it says in the Torah, you go to the Be'er. Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Be'er nowadays? I don't know, it's a good question. Maybe the bear is NCSY. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I want to tell you a story. I was so moved by this story. I'm crying just thinking about it. Mamish. Little Levi of a holy reverend from New Jersey passed away fairly young. She was so weak. She had a female friend who was walking with her in one of those drugstores. Go down the aisle halfway and she said, "No, let's turn around, go down the next aisle." And she said, "You know why?" She realized, she a woman! Benisha Kshera, Isha Tzedekis, didn't want to pass by those magazines. Here's a woman who was nebuch, dying of cancer. She could hardly walk. And she walked around to the other aisle, not to walk past that. A woman! So a man, should try his best. A healthy man. Don't walk these things if you can all avoid them. Yes?
So now they're by the register. Every single in between each register, that's usher. It's like almost inevitable.
As a Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra, the last half of Cheskas Abatim. You know Baba Basra? You look Cheskas Abatim?
Yeah.
You look Cheskas Abatim? You get to the last stop, you can jump ahead a little bit for this. But the notion by the Kvisa, what was a Kvisa in those days? When they went to do the laundry, they went down to the water, they picked up their dresses. They shouldn't get wet. It says, Nigamel Otsam Eno Miros Baraz, and Tzadik, he closes his eyes. Frek the Gemara, Idi Kadaka, am I saying the word right? Idi Kadaka Achrina. You can look it up yourself, open it up, you have the Baba Basra in front of you. It was another way to go. You started to go that way. Russia. What that? So that's my recollection of the Gemara. Baba Basra, your Masechta. Here's the Gemara. Towards the end of Baba Basra. They caught the Pasuk. What that? Nazareth base. They caught the Pasuk. The old same Eino Meros Bera Rabosai. Mark wants this pasuk, a pasuk in Yeshaya. Idi Kadak Achvita Roshu Roshu. He goes that way because he lacks to feast his eyes, and he could just have easily gone another way. There would be two registers. One has the pictures, and one doesn't. They're both empty. And he chooses to go, Chalila. What's the case? Lekadak achrita. Onesu. Well, he says, yeah. You should still close your eyes. You have no choice but to go that way. But you should be careful.